Strange, heavy patches of low-lying clouds and thick fog showed up in Colorado a couple weekends ago, along with cooler temperatures, a welcome change from a heat wave that felt much longer than the week it lasted. I noticed the clouds eerily hanging over the mountain passes on I-70, driving back from Denver Monday morning. 4 days later, those clouds let loose historic amounts of rainfall over the Front Range, devastating the area with the worst flooding the state's ever seen. Records were broken, and the storm rekindled rough memories of the 1976 Big Thompson flood.
What you were seeing were signs that conditions were ripe for rainfall and heavy rainfall.
Andrew Friedman writes for Climate Central, an online climate change magazine. One of his meteorologist friends told him Boulder felt like Houston in the days before the storm. Muggy, almost tropical. Definitely unusual for Colorado in September. But according to Friedman, scientists have actually been noticing more of these oddly timed extreme rain events across the country, partly because our atmosphere is getting warmer and can hold more water than it used to. Bob Henson, a meteorologist at UCAR, that's the University Corporation for Atmospheric Research, says the moisture buildup itself wasn't that strange. It was mostly just the timing.
It's a little bit like a large-scale version of a sea breeze, where during the middle hours of the day, the land near the ocean coast heats up and creates a pressure pattern that tends to pull in moist air from the ocean. It's just that that usually doesn't happen this intensely in September.
And if you've been following the press on the floods, usually might sound like an understatement.
We're going to turn now to what's being called biblical flooding across Colorado.
This has been called a 1-in-1,000-year flood.
Henson says the hype over the 1,000-year flood is somewhat misleading.
To some extent, it's like getting a straight flush in poker. Your very next hand could be a straight flush. There's nothing about having gotten a straight flush one time that prevents you from getting it the next time.
The 1,000-year flood thing simply means these massive storms have a 0.1% chance of happening in any given year. It definitely doesn't mean we're in the clear for another 1,000 years. And to make it more complicated, Henson says those probability calculations have their own problems. Mainly, they assume that the climate isn't changing, that it's stationary.
There's a saying that's been going around the climate community, stationarity is dead. The climate isn't stationary. The climate is evolving and changing. So you can't simply extend what's happened for the last 50 or 100 years forward and assume that those calculations aren't going to change.
Henson says scientists generally agree that climate change is likely to make these kind of heavy rains more frequent and more intense. And that means perceptions of what a rare storm is will change too. For Dr. Eve Gruntfest, the story of US 34 is proof of that. She says controversy surrounded the rebuilding of that highway after it was destroyed in the 76 flood.
The feds weren't going to spend money to rebuild the road unless it was above the quote-unquote 100-year flood level. And people thought that this road was actually built to withstand like the 500-year flood, and it is washed away again.
Gruntfest has studied that flood for most of her career. She's responsible for those green signs you see in Colorado, telling you to climb to safety in a flash flood. She cites one scientist who, at the time, said it was unreasonable to use that flood's destruction to plan for rebuilding roads or telling people how far away from riverbanks they had to live.
He said the rain would never last as long or be as intense ever again.
But of course, it did, and it was.
You know, those of us that study rainfall and floods knew that something like that could happen again or that it could even be worse. But it raises the challenges of sort of how rare or extreme an event do you plan for.
Russ Schumacher at Colorado State University says flood risk regulations are often based on perceived or calculated probabilities. They don't call them 100-year floodplains for nothing. But he cautions that our understanding of massive storms may have to evolve.
We know that the climate is changing. We don't exactly maybe know how and in what ways, but you know, maybe assuming that it's not changing may not be the best assumption either.
Dr. Gruntfest agrees.
I do. I think we need to really shake up what we're doing. You know, normal is not normal anymore.
While she feels there's still work to do in how we prepare for, recover from, and even conceptualize floods, Gruntfest is quick to note that much fewer people died this time around than in 1976.
I mean, no one's ever seen or really even anticipated this kind of flood for the whole region. Something must have really gone right.
For IC Change and the Almanac.org, I'm Travis Bubinick.